I see that they're the number 8th pass defense. They give up 216 yards a game, which is number 8 in the NFL, which makes you in the top 10, which makes you pretty good. So, yeah, they got a lot of the same guys back there, but they're doing some good things. And it's, you know, some plays that we put in that we hope are going to work. But they got a good defense. The front seven's real good. And, you know, they're making some plays in the back end. They don't got a lot of turnovers, but, you know, they don't let too many people get behind them catching bombs and stuff like that. So they've been pretty good with that.
You guys have always been good against them and that place yards after the catch. Is that something that just lends itself to the way
they
play?
Yeah, I mean, we don't go into the game saying we're going to break a bunch of tackles. If it happens, it happens. You know, hopefully we'll get some quick routes and stuff and get the ball out of his hands quick. But, you know, other than that, man, we both know it's going to be a fast track for both teams. Go out there, get the ball in our hands, and hopefully we can make somebody miss and make some plays.
As players, can you sense when a team is, you know, they're in a precarious spot here with their record, and they've got a chance to make some hay in the division because they've got a couple games just like you do. But if they don't do it, they're going to be in some big trouble here. Do you get a sense when teams are desperate?
Well, me personally, I feel like every team we play, I feel like we get their best shot. I don't know why. We'll watch them the week before, and they'll do some things that they really don't do against us. So I'm assuming we're going to get their best shot. It's in their hometown. They came off a tough loss in Minnesota. So, I mean, it's a division game. They know us. We know them. And it's going to be a dogfight. So we got to be ready to play four quarters.
You like that fast track? Aaron has always done real well.
Like all fast tracks, man. You know, it's nice and warm in the dome. You know what kind of cleats you're going to wear already. You know, you ain't got to put no 3 or 4 sleeves on like me. Just go out there and play.
Would you go on the road?
Go ahead.
Do you like the rest of the season sets up? I mean, it's a pretty tight division race. You got 5 against 7.
Yeah, I don't like all the cold games we have, but the division games, you know, where you get to settle it on the field, you know, between your division opponents, you know, you can't ask for anything better than that. I mean, we hold the key to our own destiny, and hopefully we can continue to roll.
When you go on the road and you see your fans take over an opposing stadium like it's happened a couple times this year, what type of effect do you think that has on the game?
Oh, I mean, it's huge. I mean, especially when we run out there in pregame and we see all our fans there, and we know that if we jump out on them and, you know, put them in a hole early, our fans are going to take over that stadium and it's going to turn into a home game. So, I mean, we definitely see that, and we try to feed behind the crowd on the road.